Usman, before we came on the air here, you were talking about your confidence level and how you were just trying to take it almost to another level. Describe that to me a little bit more and what it took for you to finish in second place at 132.
Well, you know, it's been a long going. And at the beginning of the season, I've had a lot of trouble with my confidence. And throughout the season, most of my teammates and my coaches helped me out with that. We worked a lot on it. And I guess what I really had to do was wipe everything, get everything out of my head, just focus on the next match and go out, wrestle my hardest and not let anything bother me.
What do you feel like the toughest part of that was when it comes to just trying to clear your mind and focus on the task at hand?
Well, for one of the things I try to do is not think about the guys, what he's accomplished and all the things he's done.
Mm-hmm.
I just say to myself, look, this is a guy that he does the same thing that you do. He gets ready in the morning, does his morning routine, and goes out and wrestles. So
that's a great mindset. Usman Dunkinson, our guest here on BTL. Spencer Bennett and Kander Wrestling, eighth grader who reached the finals of the Windsor Christmas Tournament. He was the 10th seed at 132 pounds and cruised all the way to the championship match. All right, I got to ask, which match was most rewarding for you, upsetting the 7th seed, the 2nd seed, or the 3rd seed en route to the finals?
Without a doubt, the 3rd seed.
And why is that?
Seed. Because I know the guy really well, and I've practiced with him a couple times, and he always kind of beat me in the matches and stuff. So I actually went out there thinking I was gonna lose, and at the beginning of the match, he took me down. I didn't think I was gonna have a chance, and I actually just took it to him.
What do you feel like was working for you during the tournament to help you get those big upset wins?
Going out and just doing my hardest. I'd go out, be aggressive like how I usually do, instead of not being aggressive, not moving. And that was one of my problems at the beginning of the year. And I still kind of had that problem in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a lot better with that than I did at the beginning of the year.
What else do you feel like you've grown at and gotten better at?
I think I've gotten a lot better at, staying focused, of course,
mm-hmm.
and my neutral and, you know, like not really focusing is what I used to have a problem with.
Yeah.
And I used to just screw around and stuff and not even care, but I've done that a lot more.
I get
focus on that a lot more.
Yeah, for sure. Usman Dunkinson, our guest here on BTL, our Feeling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, powered by Cayuga Health. He's a member of the Spencer Bennett and Kander Wrestling Team, reached the finals of the Windsor Christmas Tournament as the 10th seed at 132 pounds. What is your go-to move out there? What is one move you feel like you are unstoppable at?
Usually, if I'm able to get on top, I feel like if I get my cradle hooked up, no one's getting out of it.
What's the vibe like, if that makes sense, with this wrestling team? You've obviously have had some really good wrestlers come through the program, but with you being from Kander and a lot of your teammates being from Spencer Van Etten, what's the camaraderie like, and how does that work for you and your teammates being from two different school districts?
Well, it's actually way better because, like, the Spencer Van Etten guys, most of them on the team and stuff, and they're actually really good teammates. They help me out in the practice room a lot, and they help me stay focused, not screw around. And those are one of the guys I'd really like to thank for that.
Because you're only an eighth grader, you're still so young, and you've been wrestling here for a couple of years. I know you do some stuff outside of the room when it comes to high school and whatnot, but what is maybe some of the biggest takeaways or lessons that you've learned from some of your older teammates and maybe even wrestlers who have graduated?
Well, for one, the wrestlers that have graduated, like Bryant Sexton and stuff, they've they've actually helped me, like Robbie Sword out and stuff. They've helped me with the confidence for most of it, and they've helped me stay focused, and they've actually whipped up on me a couple times in the wrestling room because I used to have a problem with, in the middle of the match last year, I'd had a problem where I just quit and not even wrestle anymore. And they've helped me keep going through the match no matter how bad I was losing. And that really helped for one.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. Before we get to our Fast Five, what are some of the goals that you have for the rest of the season?
Well, I think I have a really good chance at winning sections as long as I could stay focused through it. And I think I could actually place at state. I'd really like to get that goal all the way.
For sure, I'd believe it. All right, Usman, before we let you go, as I said, we like to do what's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we give you five random questions to get to know you a little bit more. You ready for them?
Yep.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with these. First question for you. What is one song that's on repeat on your playlist right now that you just can't stop listening to?
Oh, that's actually quite a few right there. So, I'd say probably Ransom.
Who's that by?
I think Lil Tecca.
Okay, so somebody who I probably don't know because I'm an old man. Second question for you. Let's kind of go on the opposite side of things with that kind of question. If there's one song or one band or one artist that shows up on your playlist, you immediately skip to the next song. Who is that artist or what is that song? Who's just somebody you don't like when their song comes on the air?
Probably Juice WRLD's Robbery.
Okay. All right. Third question for you. The holidays have just come and gone. What is the best present that you got for the holidays?
New wrestling shoes.
Nice.
Nike wrestling shoes.
Nice. Who'd you get those from? Do you remember?
My dad.
Well, thanks, Dad. Really appreciate it. Fourth question for you. What is your New Year's resolution? Do you have one?
No, not really.
No? You're still young. You don't have to worry about that stuff. Final and fifth question for you, Usman. What is the best part of being a student athlete down at Kander and really with the whole Spencer Vedette and Kander wrestling team?
Well, I think the best part is that knowing I'm the youngest, I still expect a lot from myself, but knowing that I'm the youngest, I don't have to worry a lot about what to get accomplished because I still have like 4 more years.
That's awesome. You still have plenty of time to grow, but you're already doing big things so far as an 8th grader. Usman, congratulations on the nice start to the season, and thanks so much for stopping by BTL, and congrats for being our Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Thanks for inviting me.